Hello, this is Willow with Mystic Life Design. In this audio, we will talk about some of the symbols found in the Lammas journey. So Lammas is a Celtic holiday. It's the cross quarter day between summer solstice and fall equinox. It is the first of three harvest festivals in the Celtic tradition. And it was the time when the first loaf of bread was baked from the newly harvested grain. In the Lammas festival, the Celtic people would honor the goddess Abundita. Abundita, her name, is the root word for our word abundance. So she was the goddess of abundance. And in this festival, a matronly woman representing the goddess would sit in a large fancy chair, and all the people of the village would gather fruits from the forest and nuts and the grains from the field and honor her as a representative of the goddess of abundance. The goddess has been honored as the bringer of grain probably since the dawn of civilization, but she was particularly honored in this way during Neolithic time. Neolithic, or New Stone Age, was the dawn of agriculture, and we find some large goddess-oriented civilizations that rose up during this time. So we're talking about 7,000 BC to 4,000 BC, which was the height of the goddess culture. Many, many sites have been excavated, and in these sites they found baking ovens and figurines honoring the goddess of grain, the goddess of bread. So since that time, the goddess of grain has been honored in cultures all around the world. So let me share with you some of these grain goddesses. The first one I'd like to share with you is Demeter. Many of you may know her. She was a Greek goddess, and she was depicted holding a sheaf of grain. Another goddess is Copia. She's from Italy, and she holds the cornucopia, or horn of plenty. And then there is the goddess Annapurna. She's a Hindu goddess. She's a Hindu goddess of nourishment. Anna means food or grain, while Purna means full or complete or perfect. She is a form of Parvati. In one myth, Annapurna, Shiva told her that the world was an illusion and food was part of that illusion. This angered her, so she left the world. Of course, the earth became barren and the people suffered from hunger. Out of compassion, she returned and set up a kitchen. Shiva came with his begging bowl, saying, "Now I realize that the material world, like spirit, cannot be dismissed as an illusion." Perhaps one of the most well-known goddesses of grain is Ceres. She's the Roman goddess of corn. Our words cereal and create come from her name, both of which come from the word care, meaning to grow. In Rome, the women of the region honored Ceres in October with an offering of the first grain of the harvest. From the nourishment of the goddess, we are able to create our lives. Ops is an Italian goddess of the fertile earth. Our words opportunity and opulence come from her name, which means the sowing of the crops. Clearly, our ancestors believed that opulence, riches, and the good things of life emerged from the earth by the grace of the goddess. Her realm was the underworld, or inside the earth, and so she was invoked by sitting on the earth and placing one hands on the ground. She is depicted with a loaf of bread in one hand and the other hand outstretched, offering aid to those in need. Her consort was the god Conus, who is the protector of the harvested grain stored in the underground grain silos. And then there's the goddess Fornax, who is a Roman goddess who guided the baking of bread. She was the heart and hearth of the home. On her festival day, women would hang garlands of flowers on the bread ovens and put them around the necks of the mules that turned the grain grinding mills. In the Americas, there are many corn mothers. Perhaps almost every tribe had a corn mother. Corn mother was the first for the Penobscot Indians. When the children of the goddess had killed all the game animals and were hungry, Corn Mother had her husband kill her and drag her by the silky hair on her head until her flesh was scraped from her very bones. 7 months after these bones were buried, corn plants with silky tassels emerged. So we see in this myth the theme of sacrifice, how the corn dies, the mother goddess in the form of corn dies and is buried and then reemerges again in the spring. So these are a few of the goddesses of grain. And when you listen to the journey, we can join with our ancestors who truly honored the nourishing powers of Mother Earth, particularly in the form of the grain, which was the staff of life.